Yesterday afternoon, the Premier announced that a FIFO mine worker had tested positive to COVID-19. And there have been a list of possible exposure sites released by the Health Department, but there is also the possibility the worker may have been infectious while on site at the FMG Cloudbreak mine here in the Pilbara. But this case is a bit more confusing, and Health Minister Roger Cook is joining me now to update you on the details and explain it a little bit. Good morning, Minister.
Yes, good morning, Kelly.
What is the situation with this man's case? It is a bit confusing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's highly unusual. So yesterday we had information from the Department of Health that they were investigating a potential case. This was a chap who tested very weak positive on a mine site testing kit. We ran his swabs on PathWest kit, and it produced another very weak positive result. We then re-swabbed him and ran the test again and actually returned a negative result. But what we do know, Kelly, is that he was in the airport terminal at the same time as that case from Queensland who was just momentarily in the Perth airport on the 20th of July. So we obviously have to be cautious and we obviously have to be proactive to make sure that we can eliminate any potential risk, and so have undertaken this process of making sure that anyone who shares an exposure site with this gentleman gets themselves tested, they isolate until they receive a negative result.
What's the risk to the community here in the Pilbara? Is there any?
Look, very, very little, if none at all. This chap flew direct to Cloudbreak, where he spent a week between the 20th and the 27th, before returning to Perth. He then obviously spent, some days in the Perth community. So by far and away, the highest risk is for those people who had been to any of the exposure sites, a number of pubs and things of that manner in Greenwood, Subiaco and Fremantle down here in Perth, but very little risk for the Pilbara public.
One of the other, aspects of this case is that he was positive last year as well. Is this potentially one of the first times we've heard of someone being infected twice?
Well, it's certainly my first experience. We've read about such cases in other parts of the world. And one of the observations that pointers that the medical evidence is leading us to is the likelihood that if you have already had the disease, your second time round, you're so often not infectious. So that is obviously a reassuring point to observe that potentially, even though he had the disease this time round again, he may not have been infectious. And this chap was asymptomatic, so was completely unaware that he had had any interaction with COVID-19 at all.
The government has said consistently that vaccination is the way out of the pandemic. Yesterday, we saw figures from the Federal Health Department showing that Northern WA has the lowest vaccination rates, not only in WA, but the whole of Australia. What was your reaction when you saw those figures?
Yeah, so look, we've had some good results in places like the Midwest, Wheatbelt and the Great Southern, where vaccination rates are comparable with the rest of Western Australia. But we are still struggling in terms of the Pilbara and the Kimberley, so that will obviously be a focus for the WA Country Health Service. Part of that element, of course, is that it involved Aboriginal communities, which is the responsibility of the Commonwealth. And we've got very low vaccination rates amongst those members of the community. So that's something that we're going to have to apply ourselves to over the next few months. We want to get to 80% vaccinated of adults in Western Australia by the end of the year. So that means that all hands have to be on deck to make sure that we can get everyone jabbed as quickly as possible.
Getting from a fully vaccinated around 18% here in the northwest to 80%, that's a huge deal by the end of the year. What's your message to the community in the northwest for that then?
Well, look, we have over 90 vaccination sites across regional Western Australia. We have opportunities for people to be vaccinated via flying squads, and WA Country Health Service will be redoubling its efforts to make sure people have every opportunity to be vaccinated. the key constraint in terms of our vaccination program in the past has been the lack of vaccines from the Commonwealth. We're getting good supplies, reliable supplies now, so we can really step up. Kelly, can I just also say, just in relation to the current case, there's five people of acute interest for us. That is three people who this gentleman worked closely with at Cloudbreak, and his flatmate and his girlfriend. I just want to reassure the public that we've now had negative test results for his girlfriend, his flatmate, and two of his very closest contacts at Cloudbreak. We're just waiting for the outcome of the test of the third worker that he worked closely with. These are all really positive results, so hopefully we'll be able to move forward from this situation as soon as possible.
Minister, thank you for that update and for clearing that situation up for us. Minister Roger Cook.
Great to speak with you. All the best.
Health Minister Roger Cook just talking there about the circumstances of the FIFO worker who tested weak positive to COVID and also his close contacts and girlfriend testing negative. He just informed us then. But, you know, if you have been in some of those exposure sites, make sure you look up on the Health Department website where they are. And if you have been to any of those exposure sites, follow the guidelines from the Health Department.